Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation, recorded live during the May 2023 Youth Education Conference held in Salt Lake City, Utah.
Who in here wants to be a YouTuber? Okay, so a little bit of you, right? Okay, this is good. So I'm actually not here to I'm not here to destroy any of your dreams or anything like that. I'm here to actually elevate them. I'm not going to be the guy that's going to be like, don't be a YouTuber because YouTube's evil. That's not me. YouTube is a tool. It can be used for good. It can be used for bad. A hammer can be used to knock out a window. It can also be used to put in nails, right? So a tool is a tool, right? If people are spending time on it, then let's give them some good content to spend their time doing, right? All right, so I'm actually going to talk a little bit about not just YouTube, but why YouTube and homeschool is kind of like a magical connection, right, that you can have there, right? So here we go. Does this work? Do I point it at it? How's it work? There we go. All right, so yeah, I'm going to have to start with this one just because I know some people are going to freak out and they'll be like, well, YouTube's evil. I don't want my kid to be on YouTube, and I get that. Totally understand. Again, tools can be used for good or bad, but here's the cool thing about it, or like the thing you have to remember. If you use it, it's either going to be good or bad. So, but you have to kind of make that choice if you use it, right? Like a hammer just sitting there just is a hammer and it's doing nothing, right? But if you pick it up to use it, you have to use it for something, right? So just remember that algorithms learn. They never forget. And you're teaching them what you want to consume. However, that being said, what I tell my kids, that they don't listen to me anyway. Don't worry. They're just like you guys. They probably don't listen to your parents either. I tell them, you're the people on the other side of the screen. So meaning like, focus on creation instead of consumption, right? Everyone's there just watching, and you want to be the person that's on the other side of that screen, right? You want to be the person that they are watching, right? And that is the big difference. I'm talking about YouTube a little bit today, but I mean it's everything. It's Twitch, it's Twitter, it's Instagram. It's creating like a persona, right? So real quick, I just want like a couple people to raise their hands and tell me why they want to become a YouTuber. I want to hear your why. Yes.
So I write a lot of music.
Okay.
And I want to share with the world.
Awesome. That's great. That's a perfect reason to do it. Back there. Yes, hat guy. I don't know anyone's names.
I'm kind of the same with them. Like, I produce music, so I like to make YouTube videos and inspire people. Like, it was something that's, like, creative and impactful.
Awesome. I have music as my number one up here, which is good. Do we got some more? Right here, right in the front.
It says that I should be, instead of watching YouTube, I should be doing stuff. So I want to do the stuff.
Yeah. Perfect. Awesome. And then right here, you had your hand up. Yes. Very good. Awesome. And then you too. Once you go, then you go. That's great, dude. That's great. I love to laugh. That's 50% of why I use YouTube. In the back. Dude, for real. Okay. All right. So is being a content creator a worthy pursuit? So I think it can. First of all, I think that your influence can be used for good. If not, you just have to realize that, like, you know, you've probably heard some classes, maybe parents talking about it to you all the time, and everyone's spending so much time on social media. They are. Like, whether you like it or not, they are, right? And so if there's only bad people on there producing bad content, then that's all there's going to be to watch, right? So we need, like, a plethora of good content that people can kind of, like, pour through and, you know, learn something from that. Mainly, though, I think that passion becomes expertise, which will then become a superpower in your life, okay? So if you really want to change your life or your future or where you're going and everything else like that, learn how to be an expert in one thing, and that is a skill that you can repeat for everything that you learn. You will learn how to become an expert. And if you really want to make like the most money in your field or anything else like that, it doesn't matter what the field is. Whoever is the expert in that field is the one that everyone else follows. They're the leaders, right? So another one is that economic models determine family structure. Okay, so this is an LDS conference. Most of you are probably LDS, right? You guys, have anyone been to Palmyra and seen the Smith family home, right? How did they live as a family? They were always together, right? The parents were always together. This is what, and the reason why is because the economic model determines the family structure. Back then, everyone was a farmer. If you've ever done any genealogy, you look at like anyone's, you know, what occupation that they had. 90% of occupations back then were farmer, right? And they were just living for themselves. They weren't doing it to like make a ton of money. It was just like, we're gonna farm, we're gonna have all of our own food, we're gonna feed our whole family. And it was just like, that's just how they lived, right? And because of that, everyone was always together and the family units were super strong, okay? But then you had like the Industrial Revolution and then everyone became urbanized. And then with that, they wanted not just the man to work, they wanted mom and dad out of the house working in factories, right? And so they were like, oh, we need to put people somewhere because their kids need to go somewhere. And so we'll start up all these public schools and we're just going to throw kids inside of that so mom and dad can work all day in the factory, right? And that was a better life in some ways just because, you know, they could actually make money. Yeah, but because of that, everyone was apart, right? But it was at least better than farming for some people. For some people, farming was a big failure, right? And if your crop failed that year, you starved, and there was no fallback, right? And there were many years where crops fail. In fact, you have it where, you know, the reason why they moved to the Smith family farm is because their crop failed the year before that in Vermont, right? So, again, that's just how it works, right? And not only that, but once it moved to, like, everyone working inside of offices, then the mother stayed in the home, the dad went out in the offices, kids went to school, and that became the nuclear family. Before that, there was no real, like, nuclear family. It was like you lived together with your family, and you most likely lived near your uncles and aunts and grandmother and everything else like that, right? So my grandparents and their great-grandparents all lived right next to each other, and that's just how life was. And it's just totally different now, right? And now it's like it moved from that to like this weird like internet office stuff, and you know we make shows called The Office so we can all lament about how miserable our lives are sitting in a cubicle, but that's just the reality of life. But everything is shifting, and it's been shifting for years, but it's now like really come to a head. Like it's come to a point where all of the older models that we were running off of our economy off of are broken, like completely broken. So I used to do like YouTube advertising, I used to do Facebook advertising, and I managed tens of millions of dollars on all those ad platforms. So like Purple Mattress ad, like the Squatty Potty Unicorn, all that stuff. Those are ads that I manage, like VidAngel ads, all that stuff. I manage all that stuff, right? So that whole world has changed. And with changes in technology and those kind of things being removed, everything is shifted towards influencer, right? So right now I'm the VP of influencer platform at Brandless. And we launched a product called Brandless AI yesterday. That's why I'm in town. I actually live in North Carolina for another week. And then we just drive around. It's fun. And we just live in different Airbnbs, and it's good. But the idea, what I'm trying to tell you, is that there's a massive shift coming. And if you're predicting your future or basing your future off of what your parents did or your grandparents did, it's not going to work. Because it just doesn't exist anymore. It's gone. It's moving really fast. And with AI, it's moving even faster, right? And you have to learn how to become an expert in those things, right? It's not like AI is going to take your job. It's the person who knows AI is going to take your job if you don't know it too, okay? And not only that, but if you can't produce content and you can't be your own brand, then you're going to be, like, you're going to be stuck, right? You have to brand yourself. It is a world of branding yourself and figuring out who you are and then sharing that with the world. And once you own your own brand, you can do whatever you want. There's literally no one who can control you. And that's like a magical, amazing thing that other people have like started to figure out, right? Now, I'm not talking about like big people where like they go to a, you know, like a Taylor Swift or something like that, right? Unfortunately, her life is controlled. She gave it over to like a record label, and the record label owns her, and they tell her what to do. But if you do it on your own, and you own your own brand, no one can tell you what to do, right? Like you get to make your own decisions and kind of, you know, make your own path forward. You make your own products. You have your own audience, and you are, you know, you are there for YouTube and whatnot. But again, like you can still create your own stuff. All right, so that's the boring stuff. We'll get through the boring stuff. But this is what I really want to talk to you about. is how to become an expert in something. And what you're really going to be doing, and like the whole point of like becoming a content creator, is that you are slowly becoming an expert. You're slowly becoming an expert in how to be a content creator. And it's going to take a few things. We'll talk about those few things, which, you know, consistency and discipline and things that I really struggle with. And so there's some good rules around that. But really, you're just forming you're becoming an expert in something. And by the way, it could be like the most random thing you could think of, right? Like you might think, well, maybe it's just music, or maybe I could just do this, or maybe I could sing. But there are YouTubers out there. There's a guy, he does frog farming, okay? He just farms frogs, and he goes to like a whole bunch of ponds nearby and like takes all the eggs and whatnot. And he built a pond in his own backyard, okay? And then he dumps all the eggs in there, and he watched like 8 million frogs hatch, right? And he has this army of frogs that he then like releases onto stuff, right? Totally unique. No one else is doing it, right? It seems like the silliest thing ever. He has like over 1 million subscribers, right? And he's just like the frog army guy. And it's like, what do you do? It's like, I raise an army of frogs, right? But for some people, that's like it's an exciting thing, right? They get to see the whole thing come about, and he just does his fun stuff, right? Or he could be like speed shooting. Like, I didn't even know that was a thing, and then, you know, like, you just find out it is, right? And there's like, each one of these people have like hundreds of thousands of followers. Like, you could, whatever like thing you want to get into, you want to become an expert in, there's always an audience there to watch you. And not only that, but the algorithm will work for you, meaning it's trying to find people that are interested in that weird thing that you do, right? So sometimes the more niche or the more weird it is, the better your audience is. But no matter what, like you have to kind of pick something and kind of stick to it, right? And again, but you don't need to be an expert at first, right? Like, I mean, everyone, if you've watched YouTube ever in your life, you know who Mr. Beast is, right? Mr. Beast started out as a nobody, right? Like 5 years ago, right? He started out with like, or was it 6 years ago? His first video, right? And it's like a terrible video, and he just got better, right? And by getting better, and he was just consistent. And it's like, even though no one's watching, I'm still posting every single week, right? Because you love the craft. And yes?
I think it's funny if you've ever seen, like, a creator reacting to, like, their first video.
Yes.
Just because they're just, like,
yes, it's embarrassing. It's cringe. That's like most of life, right? You're like, oh, man, I was so stupid. Look at that guy. And that's just most of life, right? But you do see that, right? And you're like, oh, what was I thinking? What was I doing, right? Because they didn't have it figured out then. You don't have to be an expert. You don't have to think like, oh, man, like, I'm not growing as fast as Mr. Beast. Like, no one cares or whatever. No, you're not going to. It's going to take time. But the point is, what you guys have that your peers do not have is time, right? And it is the most valuable asset that's out there. And it's also the most valuable asset in becoming an expert. Okay, so learning to become an expert is a life skill. I was going to say it's the most important life skill, but, it, you know, I kind of teetered on, like, I don't know if that is. Like, I don't know, maybe, like, just being a good, nice person and a good mom and dad is the best life skill. And it is. But becoming an expert is an awesome life skill, right? Like, the reason why I've gotten to do the things I've gotten to do is because I became an expert in my field, right? And if you become an expert in your field, you know, like, it doesn't matter what you're doing, like, everyone will always want you to work with them, right? And you'll have people wanting to do content with you. You'll have people, and by the way, that's the way you grow, right? Is you do content with other people, right? Other content creators, and they share your stuff, right? And some content creators are really nice, and they get you started, because it's really hard to go from 0 to 100, and then 100 to 1,000, but way easier to go from 1,000 to 10,000, and once you hit 10,000, super easy to go from 10,000 to 100,000. You would think it's the opposite, right? It's that getting started portion that's really hard. But if you're doing something interesting, you're doing something cool, and you're consistent, right? And you're a nice person that people want to work with, then you can work with other content creators, right? And do collabs, which what they call it. All right, so, and no matter the passion, again, there's an interested audience for you. All right, so, okay, I talked about this a little bit, but like the highest paid professionals are those who are experts in their field of choice. But it takes four requirements, and you have to meet all four of these, or it will not work. I have never seen anyone succeed without all four of these, right? It takes passion, it takes talent, it takes time, and it takes dedication, right? So if you, let's say you want to be like a really good, like, let's pick something, a ditch digger, right? You want to like dig a ditch, right? And you're like, man, I'm going to like dig a ditch, okay? Now, and you start doing it, and you're putting a lot of time into it, and you realize you really don't like it at all. Are you going to continue to do that thing? You're not going to like it, right? So you don't have the passion for it, right? You might be really good at it. You have the talent, but you don't have the passion for it. But if you have the passion and the talent and you have the time, then you can, like, dig ditches really well. And by the way, if you dig ditches really well, you're probably really good at bushcraft. And who watches bushcraft videos on YouTube? You guys ever seen those little guys and they're, like, around there and they're, like, making little, like, and they make it out of mud, right? And they make, like, these cool, like, little, it's like a mini temple castle thing and slides and stuff like that. You would think that just digging dirt probably isn't that great of a talent, right? But you're like, oh, man, I'm just, all I can do is, like, I can make holes really well, right, in the ground. But, yeah, you can actually, you know, grow quite a following by becoming, like, a bushcrafter is what they call that person, right? And they do these videos, and they, like, set up a camera in the woods, and they go out there, and they just start digging a home, and they build a little, like, hobbit house or something that's about yay big, and it gets, like, 20 million views, okay? So, again, it doesn't matter what it is. I just pick, like, the most random thing. And, by the way, I picked ditch digger because that's something that's always considered, like, if you don't go do this, you're going to go dig a ditch, right, in the future. Like, you know, it's like a job that pays you nothing. But the point is, it's like, okay, maybe I'm really good at that, and maybe I'll just build a house that no one really cares about, but for some reason everyone on YouTube goes crazy over it. All right. So there was a study done on what it takes to become an expert, okay? So this was a really popular business study. It's been quoted over and over again. If you Google this, you'll see something about it. And they did the estimation of how much time it takes to be an expert. And it takes 10,000 hours to be an expert in something, which is a lot of time. That's 10 hours a day. That's 3 years, okay, to become an expert in something. But at the same time, it's also not that much time, right? Like, people spend a lot of times, like 15 years in a cubicle before they figure out that, like, they don't like their life, right? Like, this isn't very fun or whatever, right? 3 years they could have spent becoming an expert in something, right? And if they become an expert in something and they have the passion, they have the talent, they have the dedication, then you can make it in whatever you do, right? And by the way, it doesn't matter what the sport is, right? Like, and this is, or sorry, whatever the thing is, I was thinking in my head of sport. But, like, I was taking something like basketball, right? And we know of, like Steph Curry, LeBron James, they're really big. But on YouTube, they're not that big. Like, on YouTube, there are dudes who play basketball, like Professor Live or something like that. He has a massive following, but he's just a YouTube basketball player, right? It's the same thing with anything you pick, right? It's like, even if that thing even exists in the world, and it's already a popular thing in the world, it doesn't mean that because they do it out in the world that that's going to translate over to, like, YouTube or over to social media, right? You know, if you ever watch basketball or something, it's like Ball is Life is way bigger than any single NBA basketball star on YouTube, okay? All right, so these four things. Dedication's really hard, though, because sometimes, like, you might have the passion, you might have the talent, you might have the time, but you get stuck and you just, like, you hit a brick wall and you're just like, oh, do I want to keep doing this? And it's hard, too, because if you're doing it at first and you're not getting a ton of views and no one cares, then, like, it's hard to stick with it. But what I want you to focus on is the craft itself, right? So it's like, how can I improve from my last video, right? My last video I did, how do I get better? How do I make something better than that? And not only that, but I can say, well, gee, what are all these other people doing with their thumbnails? What are they doing with the titles of their video? Like, what are they doing to attract users, right? You know, to attract people to them, and then try to copy that and go from there. All right, so algorithms help you find your audience. So if anyone's used YouTube Shorts, if you notice, or if you watch YouTube, if you start clicking on videos about fishing and stuff like that, what videos are you going to start seeing more of? You're going to see fishing videos, right? So essentially, what YouTube does is just, like, gives you a bunch of junk, and then you have to filter through the junk for them, right? So by the way, don't like videos if you don't like them, right? If you don't like them and it's not something you want to keep, like, looking at, don't like it, just say, I'm not interested in this. And they'll say, okay, like, I'll show you something else then, right? And so instead, just like the stuff that you want to like, and then it will start, like, finding better stuff for you, and that's how you find content that you want to have in there, right? Not only that, but that's how someone will find your content. So be specific. So keep it, like, English is hard. So pick a topic and stick to it. And I know that's difficult, too, because you're like, okay, so I have a friend, and he's a Fortnite player, and he's a streamer, and he's got, like, 150,000, you know, followers on Facebook, right? And he was like, man, I'm done with Fortnite. I'm gonna jump over to play Warzone, right? Guess what happened to his followership, right? Boo, right? Because everyone followed him because he was a Fortnite player, right? And he's like, well, I want them to follow me because they like me. And it's like, that's true, they do. But at the same time, is anyone interested in watching, like, Steph Curry golf? Like, no. Like, we don't watch, like, Tiger Woods golf. It's like, Steph Curry, shoot a basketball, you know?
It's like, no, now we're going to watch Steph Curry play the piano. Like, no one cares, right? It's like, oh, that's cool, man. That's like, that's kind of all right. I guess I'll watch piano players that do that, right? And that's how it works. So, like, you want to pick something, you be specific, you stick to that thing. And if you are the frog king, you stick to being the frog king, right? And there's, like, that's just your thing. And then once you get big enough, then, of course, you can kind of pick and jump around and stuff. If you're a big enough personality, people will follow you no matter what you do. But this has been true for, like, even, like, big people. When Ninja went off of Fortnite for a while, his viewership, like, cut in half, okay? So that's, like, a huge personality, but he got everyone by saying, this is the thing I do, and then all of a sudden doing, like, a bait and switch, right? And so, you know, there was someone who... you know, like there's people who've gotten famous, like they have a video that goes viral. That's the worst part, because then they're like, if your video goes viral in that thing, you're kind of stuck there. And if you try to do anything else, everyone's like, whoa, do that other thing, you know. And they don't really care. They don't know you yet, right? But you also need to find your style. And think of this, be a person or a persona that you want to watch, right? And I know, of course, like just like when you go back and watch old videos, you might think like, oh man, that's kind of cringe. And you might not like exactly everything you do. But at the same time, you want to be like, man, that's kind of cool, and I want to do that, right? And if you have that thought, then everyone else will too, right? Like at some point, you're just like, man, I want a Willy Wonka factory, and I want people to compete for it, and I'm going to give it away at the end, right? That's a cool idea. That's a cool thought. And because of that, and I see everyone smiling, so I know you've seen that. So if it's a cool thought, right, then it's like everyone else is going to love it too because they want that too, right? So you have to think of, like, what do I want to do, right, that I think is cool, and everyone else will think that's cool too, right? Even if you're not cool, because I'm not. Yes, question?
Going back to that, on be specific.
Oh, wait, on this. Yes, right here.
You're saying that if you're a big enough person and personality and stuff, you could jump around. Could you add, like, if you're a YouTuber, like Mr. BC has, like, 5 channels?
Yes.
Could you have, like, a Fortnite channel?
You can. But that's the way to do it, is you separate it, right? So everyone still expects Mr. Beast videos to be just like his other videos were. He's going to give stuff away, right? It's going to have a happy ending at the end, right? It's going to have like this like big thing. Someone's going to win this thing, and it's going to be a big deal, right? He has to stick to that formula on his channel. If he tries just playing Minecraft on his channel, no one cares. So what he's doing is then he does like, he creates a separate channel, and this is like, hey, this is just me playing Minecraft. And it works for him. Because he already has like 100, well, now he's got 250 million followers, right? But if you have like 100 million, 250 million followers, you can do that. You can segregate it and just separate it out and say, okay, well, here I'm going to do this. If you only have like 250,000 and you try segregating too quickly or too early, then you're going to be like, okay, 3,000 of you are going to go over here, 5,000 of you are going to go over here. And it's just not enough people to fill those areas. Does that make sense? But if you have a big enough bucket, you can fill as many buckets as you want. You know what I mean? Like, you can just kind of fill this bucket and fill this bucket. Because his bucket's huge. He can fill a whole bunch of buckets. But you have to be aware of, like, where am I at on this, right? But you also can't, like, dilute your own channel. So it's smart to create something separate, right? And there's a ton of people that do that, right? So, yes. Okay, find your style. Yes, and then be consistent. And again, this is the hardest part. But there's nothing that the algorithms favor more than consistency. They want you to post on the same time, same day, like whatever, right? Every single week. If you miss a week, you will notice it in your stats. It will drop, and everything will drop considerably. You have to be consistent. So it's just like you post often and timely. Yes.
Do you think there's a benefit? I know that some people do like part one, part two. Do you think there's a benefit to doing that? Like that's not like that, but like do you think there's a benefit to doing multiple parts, or do you think it should be one part?
Oh no, absolutely there is. Right? Because what you're doing is like it's just like when you watch a TV show, right? And you're really into that show. They always leave you on like a cliffhanger, right? And you're like, oh, and then you want to watch the next one because you want to find the end of it, right? So not only that, but they do series, right? And they're like, hey, we're going to do this whole series. So, you know, like one person that I follow and I love, one of my favorite followers is Essential Craftsman, right? He's got like 1.2 million followers, and he's a construction person, right? But he builds houses, and he's building this one house. It's a 150 video series, and he builds the house literally from nothing to like he sells it in the end, right? And it goes everything from like video one is here's how you do a geological survey of the land, right? And you're like, oh, I didn't even think of doing that. And you're like, because I just watched it for the framing, right? I was like, I want to learn how to frame because we're like building a house by ourselves. And then yeah, it's kind of, I don't know. It might fall over, tip over, who knows? But the point is you start with that, right? And you're like, I want to learn more. But it's like, he's got 150 video series, and so we've gone through and watched like that whole series, right? And that just, the algorithm loves that too, because they want to feed you more of his stuff. And then not only will you, like, it gives them something else to tell you next, like, hey, we know you've seen these first 10, but you haven't seen the 11th, right? So here you go with that one. So absolutely you should do that. You first, because you were first, and then you second. Yeah.
Actually, I think she was up first.
Oh, I didn't see that. You're first then.
Okay. Are you yourself a YouTube channel?
No, I just help people make money. I haven't concentrated on myself. But I do know lots of YouTubers. I'm good friends with lots of them. But no, I don't do I don't do YouTube. Yeah, but you know, I don't know. Maybe someday, when I don't know Mark Rober, but I know people who know Mark Rober really well. Yes.
So as far as the serious things, I'm going to assume most people here know who Ryan Trahan is and heard of his Penny series.
Yes.
But his series like revolutionized YouTube.
Yes, it did. It was a giant penny, and he went around and like, if you want to.
He started off with a single penny. But
right. Well, it became a giant penny.
Created a channel in which people follow him for him, not for the things he does. In a lot of situations, people follow him for his personality because of the way he makes jokes.
Yeah, so he started on a gimmick, and his gimmick was essentially, you're going to like me by the end of this, and if you like me, then you're going to like the stuff I do. And that's like creating a persona of personality, and some people have the personality to do that, right? And it's called woo, like they attract people to themselves, right? Some people do that, right? And so there's, you know, like Casey Neistat's one of those guys, right? Like, he gets like, everyone just likes Casey. So it's like, what's he doing today? Like some stupid thing. Who knows what? Like, no one knows what he's going to be doing today, but it's just some stupid thing. And there's some people that are like, if you're Ben Gravy, like everyone's watching you because you surf, right? And like, they want to watch your surf videos and don't really care if you're shooting basketballs, right? Yes, real quick.
Say with the part one, part two thing, if you do a part one, part two, I've discovered you need to make sure that your audience is completely engaged in the first one.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you split it into two parts, they're like, oh, I gotta go find part. I don't wanna do that. I'm gonna go watch Mr. Beast now.
Yeah, they won't care about what you're doing, right? You gotta do something that they care about, right? And then you're into it. And always leave it on a cliffhanger, you know, even if it's totally fake and clickbait. It's great. They'll think it's funny. It's good stuff. All right, so yes, be consistent. Again, I struggle with this one a ton. All right, so here's some interests that I just came up with if you want to do them, right? So there's like sports, basketball, surfing, skating, there's all that kind of stuff, right? Video games, Fortnite, Minecraft, outdoors, fishing, hunting, bushcraft. If you want to make stuff, you can do construction, DIY, like furniture, like mechanics kind of stuff. There's cooking, there's travel, there's farm life. These are huge, like homesteading, farming, prepping, cosmetics, learning. Like we were talking about like Mark Rober, he's like a learning influencer, right? And he only posts like four main videos a year, and he does small stuff in between. But again, like, it doesn't matter what you decide you want to do. Like, you find that passion and you become an expert in it. And I'm telling you, the biggest thing that you don't have is like, you guys, you're not stuck in that. And this is just me speaking. I don't, you know, who knows if you guys feel this way, but I've homeschooled our kids their entire lives. They've never touched a public school. I went to public school. I hated every second of it. Like literally every second of it, I'm like, how can I get out of here? Like, if I fall off that roof and I break my arm, can I go home for a few days? Like, everything was like, this is pure misery. Like, I hated every second of it. My teachers always talked about, like, the potential that I could have, you know, if I just applied myself. And it's like, applied myself to what? Like there's nothing here I like. And I just, like, hated every second of it, right? So the thing is like, every time we see, like, the bus go by, we're like, oh, there goes the prison bus, right? And these kids going off to prison. And it's like, you don't have to do that. Like, what are you doing today? You've got 8 hours. It's like, you want to go, like, you know, fish for, like, 4 or 5 hours and become an expert fish, like, fisherman? Like, great. Like, you can become an expert as a teenager. Like, no, your peers cannot do that. They don't have the time to do it. Like, as much as they want to focus on something to do that, like, they literally cannot do that. And, like, they might be really into soccer and everything else like that, but that's great. They still have to go to school, and then they go to practice afterwards. And you can go to practice afterwards, but you can practice with yourself and your family and your other homeschool friends for 4 or 5 hours before that and become an absolute expert, and there's nothing they can do to stop you. Yes?
I've noticed that a lot, like, some of the smaller channels that, you know, my biggest page, and they're usually, like, the teenagers that go to high school, and then you see, like, all of these, like, people who, like, make it huge, and they're, like, 22, 26, and they're, like, right in that age right after you get out of school, and they have that time.
Yes. Because they're given that time, and what they do is like, well, I'm just not going to go to college, or I'm going to do this thing and use that time. But you guys have that time right now, right? And there's a lot of people who just do not have that. And like, that's like the biggest difference between you and them. And so I'm like, if I could preach anything to you, is just like, don't waste your time. okay? Like, you have no idea, like, right now, like, I'm 44. And, quiet. Don't share that with anyone. All right, and, like, the thing, like, when I was a kid, I was like, I was going to be a Goonie, right? I don't know if anyone's seen Goonies. But if you've seen Goonies, you want to be a Goonie, okay? That was going to be my life, right? And then, like, I'm super disappointed that I'm not a Goonie, right? So, like, every second of my life now, I'm like, okay, I'm going to change that. I'm going to be a Goonie. And I feel like, man, if I'd had the time that my kids have. So I've got a 10-year-old, and he is, like, the most cracked Fortnite player, like, on Earth, okay? Like, he, just, like, last week even, he got, like, he was, like, trending on Twitter for a little bit because he went against Peter Bot and Zone Wars, right? And he actually beat Peter Bot once in Zone Wars, right? And so everyone's like, whoa, little goat, we want to play with you. And then, I don't know if you know, guys know who Threats is. Anyone watch Fortnite, FNCS, anything like that? All right, so there's Booga, right? And who's Booga play with? He plays with Threats, right? So, yeah, so anyway, my 10-year-old son, he got Threats. It was, anyway, it's a good clip to get. But it was like, you know, he plays Zone Wars and stuff. But he's like, he's 10 years old, right? Why does he do it? Because he plays like 8 hours a day, right? And everyone's like, oh, that's crazy. Like, why would you let your kid do that? And I was like, let my kid do that. I do it because Mr. Savage makes $750,000 a year. Like, how's your cubicle? Like, enjoying it? Like, cool Squarespace? You get to, I don't know, like, do they let you go to the window? Are you allowed to see outside, you know? Like, I feel like trapped inside of, like, this little space. We're like, yeah, it looks great out there. Well, I wish I could go out, right? Like, you don't want to live your life doing that and then thinking, like, oh, man, well, that kid, what's he doing, you know? Like, he owns a frog farm? It's like, yeah. Owns a frog farm, and then all of a sudden everyone wants to buy his frogs, right? And he's selling boxes of frogs, and who thought you could buy a box of frogs? But when you have 8 million of them and you don't know what to do with them, you start selling them by the box, and that's what this kid's done. He's like, oh, you can buy a box of frogs, you know? It's like, I want a box of frogs. And he just shows up to your house and is like, there's 50 frogs in here, you know? And everyone gets a part of his, like, frog farm, right? And, like, that's a magical thing that, like, you can't find anywhere else. And that's what I'm saying is that, like, that world has changed, right? The world has changed completely. And like, as like a company that, like, we just built an app that, like, we groveled influencers, and they walked around the conference we had yesterday. So we had a conference while you guys were having your conference. I was having my conference where the thing was being out there or whatever. And we're, like, groveling to these people, and we're like, please take our products. Please like them, right? And they're, like, well, like, fumbling around because they, like, have so many products that people are trying to give them. Is that 10 minutes? Okay, thank you. I appreciate it. Okay, so everyone's trying to give them all this stuff, right? And it's like, that's where the world's going, right? And it's like, but unfortunately, these people, like, they've done it from, like, not, I don't know, like, just kind of, like, boring kind of, like, places that, like, eventually people are going to figure out that you know, like, these, like, they can't really sell anything, and they can't really do anything, and they're not all that entertaining. And so, like, it only lasts for so long, and it's like a facade they can keep up because they're not necessarily experts in something yet. But what I'm saying is you guys become, like, absolute experts, like, absolute experts, right? It doesn't matter what you're doing. Like, if it's, like, card magic and you're super good at card magic, trust me, there's a million people looking at card magic on YouTube every single day, okay? And it's, like, you can do that. Like, that can be your thing. And that's something that, like, the world might not respect. Like, your friends might not think is cool. It doesn't matter, right? Like I am sure that I keep going back to Frog Guy. But I am sure that, like, everyone thought that person was absolutely crazy. And they're like, what are you doing? Like, I'm digging a pond in my backyard. Like, why? Like, I'm going to make a frog army. Like, okay. Like, where's this going to get you? I was like, I don't know. I'm going to start selling frog boxes, you know? And it just becomes a big deal, right? Or, like, what's his name? Uncle Ben? Urban Rescue. I don't know if you can watch this guy. Oh, he's awesome. He fights with this emu. You've seen him, right? Fights with Kevin the emu? Okay. So his whole thing is, like, he's, like, just this, he's this awesome dude, like, and the cool thing about him is that he's Christian, and he talks about it all the time. He talks about his Bible class that he goes to all the time, so he gets to share that, but then he also just, like, just walks around his like, urban, like, homestead that he has, and talks to his animals and, like, has them do silly stuff, like, all the time. And he has an emu that's always attacking him, right, and fighting him. And so he, like, will, like, I don't know, like, the one time he, like, bit the emu's head, and it was, like, the funniest thing ever. So it was, like, you know, and you're like, whoa, like, how's this guy going to make it, you know, in this new world? And it's like, that is the guy in the new world. Like, everyone else stuck doing the, like, how can I get the 9-to-5 or how can I do this? Like, they're the ones stuck doing that. And, like, this guy, like, he lives with, like, a baby antelope in his room, right, that shares his bed with him, right? So it's like, he, like, lives with a baby antelope. And so it's like, now, like, everyone could just be like that guy, right? And you're like, I'm the guy that has a baby antelope with me that goes everywhere I go, you know? And you're like, okay, cool, man. But, like, it becomes a thing, right? All right, so again, Doesn't matter what you choose, but I want you to use it for something good. Like, I want you to, like, have a positive message out there. Like, have a message of, like, letting families know, letting people know that, like, you know, you can choose a path of, like, going down your own path, but it's also, it's beneficial, right? It has a positive message to it. It makes people happy to, like, go see stuff, right? Like, and positivity, like, just kind of oozes out on that kind of stuff, right? Like, have you ever seen Mr. Beast not be positive? If anything, he's always positive about everything. It doesn't matter what he's doing, right? And it's the same kind of thing. Like, it doesn't matter if I'm watching a farm, like, just a few acres, like, that's my favorite farm channel. And he's like, Pete's like the cheesiest dude ever, but he's so positive, I can't help watching him, you know? And I'm like, yeah, okay, don't make fun of me. All right, but I love Pete. He's great, right? And he is the cheesiest dude that there ever was, right? You've never seen him not smile, right? And it's like, it's infectious. And you're like, that's what I want. And that's the impact I would love to have on people. And that's the impact I love you guys to have on people too, right? And I'm going to end with that. So, because I think, yeah, I've only had 5 minutes. I'm going to use the last 5 for questions. If you guys have any other questions, let me know. You seem really excited for a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, who is the most famous YouTuber you
know? Oh.
Frog Guy?
What's that? I don't know Frog Guy, actually. So I know all the Studio C people.
The better one or the new one?
No, the old one. Yes. So I've worked with all of them. So I worked at a company called Harmon Brothers. So we made all these funny videos and stuff like that. I was one of the first non-Harmon Brothers to join Harmon Brothers. And it was like the funnest like 3 years of my life. It was awesome. And I got to meet a ton of people doing all of that. Yeah.
Kind of a side thing.
He's actually controller. He's not KBM. Yeah, it's crazy. It's so impressive. It's trust me. I'm his coach. I spend like it's my like best 2 hours of my day. I even told my daughters today. I was like, you know what I'm missing really bad? I'm like coaching Desmond. I'm like, I miss watching him play Fortnite. You know, so I coach him like 2 hours a day. So yes. No, but they live in Frisco, Texas, which I have kind of skirted around moving there a few times. My brother lives there, and so I'm always like, oh, I want to go move to Frisco, Texas. But no, I am not. Yeah, you, there.
Do you know Kaelin Chan?
No.
Do you know who that is?
No.
What about Stuart Edge?
Yes, he's a magician.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yes, so I've met him. I'm not like, we're not like bros or anything. But like, yes, I've met him. But no, we don't like hang out or anything. Like, and then, sorry, just some people. Yeah, back, then back, then back. So you guys, there, and there, and there. Okay.
So the same for other forms of social media?
Absolutely. 100%. 100%. In fact, like, everyone just thinks, like, oh, I'm just going to be, like, the best this or that or the best this and that. And it's like, well, so are a million other people. Like, find something unique, do that unique thing, and, you know, and all those other things apply. Like, they all have the same algorithms, like, very similar, almost exact, in fact. Yes. So no. So they will do Instagram. Not only that, but like you will do all 4 of them, or all 6 of them, depending on where you decide you want to go. Like, you know, heaven forbid TikTok or something. But like, you know, like you'll do all of them, and you have no idea which one you're going to take off in. And they usually will just focus on whichever one they take off in, and then use that to feed like everything else. Back, very back.
Okay. So how do you decide what you're passionate about, and then also once you've chosen something, lose your passion and motivation to do it, what do you do if you've already developed the following that?
Number one, use the spirit. And if you see something and it speaks to you, right, and you feel something like it's like, I think I might want to try that. Like, I might want to do that. Like, I might have that talent, you know. Follow that. And just try it. And you'll find out if you're, you know, like, maybe I'm really not that good at cooking. Maybe I'm not supposed to do this, right? But you felt like you were going to do it, right? And sometimes, by the way, God doesn't say, like, hey, you should do this thing. And by the way, this is what I want you to do for the rest of your life. But you may want to explore it and then try that for a little bit. And that leads you to something else. And that leads you to something else. It's usually like stepping stones right in front of you. And you have no idea where the end path is. But you're going to see the stones. And the stones light up. And you're like, oh, I want to do that. Oh, I want to do that. And you follow that. And you just go with that. More than anything else. And what was you had a secondary question that kind of went to that. What was that?
So what happens if you lose passion after you've developed the following?
That happens a lot. to a lot of people, right? That is a huge, huge problem, right? Like, so I could even like speak for like the Studio C people, right? Like they did Studio C for a long time, and they're like, oh, we don't do it anymore, right? And then now they're doing like freelancers, but it's like, I don't know, like it doesn't have the same like draw to it, and do they still want to do it? But the point is that once you have built a persona, you can switch. Like that is possible because you do have the followership. Like I was saying, you'll lose followership because you're taking something from a big bucket and pouring it into a smaller bucket. But for some people, that's okay. It's like, I'll start over. I'm willing to do it. But I know how to be an expert in something now. And I'm just going to focus on something new and become an expert in that. And that's why I was saying that skill of becoming an expert is what you learn. You're not learning like how to be like the best fisherman or how to be the best card player. You're learning how to dedicate time to something to get better at it. And if you're tired of doing it, okay, stop. That's what it says. Then you keep going. I can't have any more questions for you. But we're over now.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.